This is Dr. Lee Decatur of Progress Note Patient in Wilkin, Wilkins, Palestine, Palestine, date of birth 3-2-1949, date of service 2-16-2024, place Autumn Lake Nursing Rehab 2-16-2024. Patient seen today for follow-up. Patient was hospitalized in January in the setting of anemia. She also has previous GI bleed, was hospitalized in Midtown campus, and anemia. She was given blood transfusion. Hemoglobin was monitored closely and she did well, and she was sent back to the nursing home. At this time, when the patient went to the hospital, she has a hemoglobin of 5.9. She was transfused PRBC and admitted to the IMC level of care. Patient has a known history of DVT and PE. She has been maintained on Eliquis. She has a previous right superficial arteries occluded and stratus post left common femoral arteries, stent placement and left BKA, cardiomyopathy, CKD. After stabilization in the hospital, she was sent to the nursing home for continuation of care. Today when I saw her sitting on the chair, no headache or dizziness, complaining of left stump edema, left stump STUMP, but has been rolling around her wheelchair. There was system, no headache or dizziness, pulmonary no cough, cardiac and chest pain, and vomiting, musculoskeletal. No pain, left stump edema, gentle unit, hematuria, neuro, syncope, endocrine, for dyspepsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative. Memory is impaired. Vitals. Blood pressure 120/60, pulse 72, temperature and sample 9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%, body weight 182.8 pounds. Had edema, clamocholic eyes and ectaric, neck supple, rigidity, chest, non-tender, lungs clear, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowels from past extremities. There is some edema noted in the left stump. No redness, no evidence of cellulitis, right leg, no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, forgetful and disoriented. Lab reviewed, medications reviewed by me. Assessment, patient is admitted. Readmitted, anemia severe, status post blood transfusion, and patient is stable. Next line, anemia due to GI bleed. Patient underwent enteroscopy, ENTEROSCOPY, enteroscopy in January 15, which found to have 4 arterial venous malformation in the stomach, treated with bipolar cautery, CAUTERY, and also AVM in the duodenum and jejunum. They were cauterized. Patient tolerated the procedure well. GI bleed, status post cauterization in the stomach and duodenum and jejunum. Next line, pathological disease, status post left BKA. Next line, left stump edema, most likely dependent on nature. Next line, dementia. Next line, history of AFib, history of DVT and PE. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, medications. has been reviewed. They have recommended that we can restart Eliquis after hematocrit is stabilized, and all of the rest of the medication will be continued. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Current medications: Lipitor 80 mg daily, Eliquis 2.5 mg BID, Protonix 40 mg daily, Telenor 650, Q6 hour PRN, Seroquel 25 mg daily for agitation, Aurin tablet 325 mg BID. Plan of care, PTOT to follow the patient. Clinically, she looks stable. We'll monitor her CBC and BNP. Excellent. Billing code for today's visit, 99309. And this is the end of the question. Thank you.